Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Top story in the world is... In day four, the conflict between Israel and Iran has proved deadly, and we go with CBS's Robert Berger, who is in Jerusalem. Robert, afternoon for you, morning for us. Give us an update on where we stand today.
Well, there were two Iranian missile attacks on Israel early this morning, shaking a couple of areas around Tel Aviv. One city, Petah Tikva, was hit hard, an apartment complex there, one ballistic missile landing, hitting a building and shattering windows and concrete walls in several of these high-rises with deadly consequences. In both attacks, the death toll is at least 8 people and dozens wounded.
Robert, IDF forces have been trying to strike missile launching sites in Iran, but this would indicate that the Iranians have quite a few more missiles than one would have thought at first.
Well, they do have a lot of missiles. They're gradually using them up. They fired at least 300 since the war began. They're believed to have a couple of thousand of these. Now, the Israelis have been targeting the missile launchers inside Iran with the Air Force, and according to the military, they've knocked out a third of those missile launchers. So that's pretty good. If they can continue to do that, then the hope is that eventually these missile attacks will become less intense, that fewer missiles will be able to get through.
And we had heard that it was possible that Israel could target Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and then we heard President Trump here had advised against that. What do you know in regards to that issue?
Well, multiple reports in the American media have said that President Trump vetoed an Israeli plan to target the Ayatollah, the supreme leader of Iran, that he was actually in their sights around Friday, around the time the war began. President Trump said no, and the Israelis didn't do that. Now, we've had different reaction from Israeli officials, some saying it's fake news. Prime Minister Netanyahu, interviewed about it, said I wouldn't really go there either way. I think if it's true, the Israelis wouldn't target the Ayatollah. Having said that, they are targeting a lot of senior officials in Iran, especially military officials, intelligence officials, nuclear scientists. A lot of those have been killed.
Also, there are other targets in and around the Tehran area, Robert. Can you enumerate on that for us?
Well, they probably the biggest success so far is the Natanz nuclear enrichment facility, which is not that far from Tehran, that has been hit and, according to the Israelis, destroyed. Now, the UN Atomic Energy Commission says that the underground part of that facility wasn't damaged. So, you know, the problem is that these facilities are spread out all over Iran, and you can damage them, but knocking them out completely is going to be more difficult. As far as Tehran, the Israelis have hit a number of targets there belonging to the Defense Ministry, the Foreign Ministry, the Air Force. They're going after the targets of the regime, the symbols of the regime.
We're with CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Robert, that said, what is the current status with what's going on in Gaza?
You know, Gaza has been pushed a little bit on the back burner, which is, of course, a great concern to the families of the hostages. You have 20 living hostages left in Gaza of around 54 that are there. In other words, 34 bodies of hostages. And that war is still simmering, I guess you could say, on a low burner. There are efforts to still reach a ceasefire that would see the hostages returned.
Robert, I'm curious to know, what's the prevailing opinion in Israel right now about the status of the conflict with Iran? Do people consider this a war?
Oh, yeah, this is a war. If you have missiles falling on your cities every night, and this is coming in two salvos, so people in those target areas, but really all over the country, you know, they're waking up to these air raid sirens, and they have to run into their bomb shelters. Hopefully, if they have one at home, then they do it. Some people are sleeping in bomb shelters, but this is certainly a war. This isn't you know, a conflict with Gaza anymore. This is two regional superpowers, and these ballistic missiles that are coming in are much more powerful than the rockets that Israelis have gotten used to from Gaza.
Well, Robert, we really appreciate your time this morning, as always. Thank you for sharing.
Sure. Good to be with you.
Important information. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Robert has been covering what's been going on in the Mideast from Jerusalem for decades. And whenever his reports come over the transom, I pay attention quickly.
Yeah, he is definitely the go-to guy and on the ground to tell us what's going on. And he clearly, without hesitation, said, no, this is a war.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.